Austin Metcalf's father slams media for using son's death to make money with clickbait articles. By Warner Todd Houston on June 23, 2026. The father of Austin Metcalf, the white Texas teen murdered by fellow student Carmelo Anthony last year, is blasting members of the media, including The View host Sonny Hostin, for using his son's death to further their own careers. Jeff Metcalf lashed out at the left-wing media and accused many of them of trying to use his son's murder to gain their own 15 minutes of fame. They're looking for their 15 minutes of fame, or their clickbait, or their clicks. They're just looking to monetize the death of my son, the grieving father said on The Will Cain Show on Monday, Fox News reported. Metcalf also reacted to extremist left-wing The View host Sonny Hostin, who sided with the murderous Carmelo Anthony, who laughably insisted that his act of premeditated murder was actually self-defense. The murder victim's father insisted that Hostin is completely wrong, and then blasted them for talking about the case at all. I really wish they wouldn't speak about it at all because one, if that woman said that, she has no idea about the facts of the case, but she wants to spew her public opinion on a platform that reaches millions of people every day, he said. The two things I said on one of the first interviews I ever did was, please don't make this about race, please don't politicize it, Metcalf added. But they chose to do both. He went on to say that his son's murder was not about racism. We don't see color. So, all I see is character in people. I don't care what color you are, the father said. I want to judge you on how you treat people. Metcalf also slammed Anthony's family for not supporting Carmelo throughout the ordeal of his trial. As soon as the verdict was read, he was guilty. His family and some other advocates left the courtroom and turned in their badges, he explained, adding that, they weren't there for the sentencing, and they were not there for victim impact statements. They left that poor child up there by himself. He added that no member of the Anthony family has reached out to comfort the Metcalfs, nor have any apologized for Carmelo's crime. Metcalf's latest comments came after a new police video emerged of the murderous teenager fully and readily, even proudly, admitting that he murdered Austin. The video seen by jurors during Anthony's trial, now released to the public, contains body camera footage recorded by responding officers during Anthony's arrest. In the video, Anthony is restrained while officers secure the scene. Although the camera later turns away from him, audio captures a voice stating, "I'm not alleged. I did it." More evidence from Carmelo Anthony murder trial. Video still images of him and Austin Metcalf enter the stadium that morning separately. Also, police body cam video which recorded Anthony saying "I'm not alleged. I did it" pic.twitter.com/YugliaOv0P. J.D. Miles, etched Miles 11, June 19, 2026. Anthony was convicted of first-degree murder and given 35 years in prison for murdering Metcalf. He will be eligible for parole after serving half of his sentence. Anthony plans on appealing the conviction and sentencing. Metcalf also told Cain that his son was God-fearing and always trying to help people. He had compassion. He showed love, Metcalf said of his son. He always helped. Always was helping his teammates. Always helping the younger kids from middle school who were transitioning to high school football. He would go and talk to them and tell them what to expect. He would coach them in the weight room. I mean, this is a trauma that you carry the rest of your life, the father stated. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.